Hello, friends. Welcome to the third episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing against the Orioles and the Tigers in a split squad game. But I'll be covering the Blue Jays against the Orioles. So right now, it is the top of the ninth. Orioles are leading 2-1. And we have a new pitcher on the mound. His name is Isaac. And he is facing Tavares, a left fielder for the Orioles. And the pitch is upstairs for a strike. Right on his waist. So that was a high strike. Dusty Isaac, that's his name. And the pitch again is swung on and lined into left field for a base hit. Tavares slides into second base for a double. So there is one man on, with no outs in the top of the ninth, Tavares with the leadoff double. Alright, look at his speed. Look at him slide into second base. This guy's got speed. He's a scrappy young player. Could be a slap hitter in the future if he makes the big leagues. Right now, we have another pitcher. I mean, we have another hitter on the plate, and it is Alex Castellanos. I think the brother of Nick Castellanos of the Tigers. And the pitch is a ball. Ball one, and the pitch again is fouled back. 1-1 to count right now. 1-1 to count. Castellanos stepping out of the batter's box, now looking in, twirling his bat, and the pitch is down low. 2-1. 2-1 to count. Dusty Isaac is trying to get out of this inning, but he's feeling the pressure right now with one man on second and no outs. The set and the pitch is outside and away. 3-1 to count. 3-1 to count. Isaacs looks at the catcher, sets again, and the pitch is right down the middle for a strike. The catcher, signals his glove to Isaac as if that was a good pitch. And that looked like a pretty good pitch. That looked like a pitch that would have been a strike, and it was. And the set again is fouled to the right side. So the count now is 3-2. 3-2 to count. Castellanos is staying alive. Isaac looks at second, looks back at the catcher. Castellano looks at Isaac, twirls his bat. The set and the pitch is up and inside. Ball four. So Castellanos walks, and now there's two men on with no outs. Top of the ninth, Orioles lead. 2-1. Man, this is a nerve-wracking game. Wow. I mean, you have two men on, no outs, Orioles leading 2-1, and the batter now is DJ Stewart, who looks like Matt Adams, by the way. Looks like Matt Adams. Looks like he's trying to hit that ball out of here. But the pitch is down and away. Down and away, and it was called a strike, so it's 0-1 to count. The pitch again is swung on and miss. 0-2. Yeah, this guy, DJ Stewart, he makes me nervous, okay? He makes me really nervous because he has a power swing, and it looks like he's trying to drive in a couple more runs for Orioles. But let's see how he does here, and he strikes out. He strikes out. So Isaac gets him, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. All right. I mean, you look at the replay now. Man, Isaac with a tomahawk swing tries to hit that one out of here, but instead, he swung a little too high and he misses, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. And the batter now swings and grounds it to the second baseman, who throws it to short, who throws it to first, gets a double play. So Cisco, in other words, grounds into a double play, and that's the end of the top of the ninth. Wow, just like that. A double play erases the ninth inning. So for the Orioles, still lead it 2-1. We're heading to the bottom of the ninth, and now we're on commercial break. Man, you know, I felt really nervous watching DJ Stewart at bat. You know, I had a lot of loogie in my mouth, and I thought he was going to hit a home run, seriously. I mean, if you just look at his swing, he looks like Matt Adams of the Cardinals. He looks like he's always trying to hit it out of here. You know, but he also looks like he has the patience of a Brian McCann, you know? He's not trying to wiggle his bat or, you know, showing any signs of nervousness at the plate. He looks very focused, he looks very determined, and he looks like he really wanted to hit that ball out of here. So DJ Stewart was trying to get the Orioles, he was trying to extend the Orioles' lead, but instead he strikes out. And the next thing you know, it's a double play, and you're like, what? The ending is over? And just like that, we're back. You know, commercial break was pretty short, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Orioles, and it's Cody Satterwhite, who last season had a 1.80 ERA in 18 games in AAA. So he had a pretty good season last year, even though he didn't play in a lot of games, at least in terms of ERA. So let's see how he does here against Grottero again, who's 0-1 today. The windup, and the pitch is fouled to the back of the screen. 0-1 the count to Juan Grottero. I like this guy. I like his name. I also like his at-bats. He looks like an aggressive hitter. He looks like he's trying to impress. And he does by hitting a ball right up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Grottero is on board with no outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays are trailing 2-1, but with that beautiful swing by Grottero, hey, the Blue Jays could have another chance to tie this game, and if not, beat the Orioles today. And the batter now is Williams, the first baseman Williams at the plate, who takes the ball. Let's see what he does again. He takes another ball. That ball is down and low to Christian Williams. Christian Williams grounds one to the second baseman, who throws it to short, throws it to first. Oh, that's a twin killing right there. That was a double play. So just like that, Satterwhite gets two outs with one swing of the bat. So the Blue Jays now are down to their final strike, and the pitch to Cardenas is fouled. 0-1 the count. 0-1 to count to Cardenas, who twirls his bat. He's trying to get a ball that's low and inside, but instead he gets a ball that is low and away. Low and away, and was called a strike, so it's 0-2 to count. 0-2 to count. Satterwhite with the windup, and the pitch is grounded, foul, grounded to the left side, foul. He just dribbles that ball to the left field, foul line, and it's 0-2 again. Satterwhite with the pitch, and again it's hit foul to the left side. So Cardenas stays alive. Satterwhite again with the windup, and the pitch is swung on and miss. And just like that, the ball game is over. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 2-1, and that's your ball game. So the Blue Jays weren't able to score another run after getting a base hit, a leadoff base hit in the bottom of the ninth by Grottero. And this one is officially in the history books. So just another spring training game, another split squad game, and the Orioles win this one by a final score of 2-1. That's all for today, folks. Talk to you soon. Yeah. Go Jays.